Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. The Florida Panthers will look to get their game back up to speed when they host the Washington Capitals at Amerant Bank Arena tonight at 7. In second place in the Atlantic Division at 31-15-4, the Panthers are poised to rebound after returning from the All-Star break with a 2-1 loss to the Philadelphia Flyers on Tuesday. Starting fast and slowing down in that defeat, forward Sam Bennett said the Panthers expect to play a full 60 minutes tonight.
Yeah, I thought we were a little slow, a little sluggish. I guess that can sometimes be expected, but we know we have to be a lot quicker, a lot sharper tonight. So we've focused on that, and that's going to be an emphasis tonight.
Sam Reinhart leads the Panthers in goals with 37 and points with 62, with an NHL-leading 20 of those goals coming on the power play. Verhaeghe, who is on pace for his second straight 40-goal campaign, ranks second in goals with 25 and tied for second in points with 51. Based on this morning's skate, here's how Florida should look tonight. Alexander Barkov centering Evan Rodriguez and Sam Reinhart. Sam Bennett centering Carter Verhaeghe and Matthew Tkachuk. Anton Lundell with Etu Luostarinen on the left and Nick Cousins on the right. And Kevin Stenlin centering Jonah Kadjovic and Ryan Lomberg. Defensively, Gus Forsling and Aaron Ekblad are a pair. Nico Mikkola with Brandon Montour and Oliver Ekman-Larsson with Dmitry Kulikov. After backing up Anthony Stolarz against the Flyers, Sergei Bobrovsky will return to the crease and make his first start since last weekend's All-Star game in Toronto. In 36 games this season, the 35-year-old veteran owns a 23-10-2 record with a .910 save percentage. Over his last two starts, Bobrovsky has gone 2-0-0 with a .943 save percentage. Sitting at 22-19-7, the Capitals have dropped each of their last five games, including a 5-2 loss to the Montreal Canadiens in their first game back from the break on Tuesday. After the Canadiens raced out to a 3-0 lead in the first 13:07 of the first period, the Capitals pulled goaltender Charlie Lindgren. Alex Ovechkin and Rasmus Sandin each lit the lamp for Washington, while Darcy Kuemper stopped 15 of 17 shots in relief. During their five-game skid, the Capitals have been outscored 24-11. When looking at the Capitals, one of the most surprising things this season might be the disappearance of their power play. Operating at over 20% last season, they're currently scoring on just 14.2% of their trips to the man advantage through 48 games in 23-24. One reason for this dip has been Ovechkin seemingly showing his age a bit. At 38, the Great Eight has scored just 10 goals this season after putting up 42 just a year ago. Of Washington's 19 power play goals this season, just 4 have come from Ovechkin. That being said, head coach Paul Maurice said his team won't take one of the NHL's all-time great scorers lightly.
We will assume that the shot is right on. So there are places in the ice that we cannot allow them time to get to. You do have to be a disciplined hockey team and stay out of the penalty box because the shot's still there. And then it's all about speed. So I think there are unique players, a handful of highly unique guys around the league, and his shot makes him McDavid-ish. All of these kind of players, these highly unique guys, so we do have to be aware of that.
Dylan Strome leads the Capitals in goals with 19 and points with 33, while John Carlson has logged the most assists with 26 and leads the team in time on ice per game, averaging 25 minutes and 36 seconds. Ovechkin is second in scoring with 32 points, but is minus 16 on the season. The second of three meetings between the Panthers and Capitals this season, the Panthers topped the Capitals by a score 4-3 in overtime back on November 8th at Capital One Arena. Alexander Barkov, Evan Rodriguez, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson posted a goal and an assist in that win, while Reinhart's game-winning goal just 15 seconds into overtime established a new record for the fastest overtime goal in franchise history. As a reminder, tonight's game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida and Bally Sports Plus. Fans can also listen on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.